feeling, if you wish, the skin all around the whole body, the top layer of skin. The soft touch of the air. The different kinds of touch of the clothing, hair, and ground. The softness and sensitivity of the skin, the soft touch of the breeze. Receiving the firm touch of the ground. Reliable and steady. So that there's almost a sense of loss of gravity, floating. And then coming, if you wish, into the bone. The bones of the whole body, or if it's easier for you, then choosing a bone. Density, crystallization, another form or flavor or expression of aliveness, another taste of freedom. If it's possible, coming up from the bone into muscle and connective tissue. You could play with going down into the bone and then rising off the bone just a little bit. Tuning into what's actually present. And actually alive. And as we come up a tiny bit further, we may feel a very nice, thin, insulating layer of fat. and then into what's called the dermis, or the deep skin, just under the outer layer. So if you wish, choosing one spot in the body to go from the surface skin to the bone, and then slowly rising up towards the surface again. Or if possible, if you prefer, the whole body. It's not one better than the other, one location or the whole body. Both are good. And if you can start to feel these different layers that actually already exist, we don't have to invent anything. Just noticing how it feels to you to connect to these different expressions of life, different tissues, different qualities. And sometimes when there is much intensity in our experience, it can be really helpful to find that little thin layer of fat between the muscle and the skin. Kind of calming the charge, the emotional charge that might be around, calming the shock that might be easily triggered when there is intensity. And so you could spend more time now or later exploring these different layers, getting to know them and starting to trust your sensing. And for now, if you would, just kind of rest open, having felt these different flavors of the different tissues, different expressions and qualities of aliveness, of life. The surface skin, the bone, muscle and connective tissue, fat, and then the underskin. Just playing maybe for a few hours today, that whenever you remember, and especially if you feel unsure or overwhelmed, just playing with coming into the layer called the dermis, that underskin. Not the outer surface layer, but just under that. Playing with being open to feel this. This tissue and its qualities. But for now, kind of resting back and being open to feel closer to that aliveness that then expresses in different flavors, textures, colors, sounds, sensations. And if possible, the willingness to stay with that aliveness as if before it expresses in sound or sensation or thought or whatever, in different qualities and flavors. And connecting to the lower belly. Maybe even lower than the lower belly. More in the pelvic bowl, maybe where, if you had a womb, your womb would be. Or if you have a womb, where your womb is. Just trying that on for a while. Kind of like keeping the head down, keeping the energy out of interest in thinking. Keeping our attention out of being interested in different flavors. Staying with the ball of yarn before it's made into something. Before it's knit into a sweater or whatever, before it takes form. If that's possible, resting in the unknown with the formless aliveness while allowing, of course, the experience to flow on in all its different forms and flavors. But with a connection to the low, low belly. Womb area. Letting that ball of yarn, letting that center in the low, low belly be like the center of the universe, the center of your experience, as if that is more real than even our imagination of our body, our memory of our body. Not in conflict with the flow of experience, not in conflict with the flow of sensations of body, not in conflict with the flow of thought or feeling or energy, but the center like the sun, everything else revolving widely around that. Not in conflict, but with a friendly, wide, spacious atmosphere. The memory of what our body is shaped like and looks like, known as just a thought. So a center of aliveness in wide space. Wide space that includes the body, but is not limited to the skin. Wide space with a center that we can feel of aliveness, but the wide space also of aliveness. If possible, without straining. There's nothing needed here. So then what is important? And if you like, you could ask the question in a few different ways. What is important today? What is important on this retreat? What is important in this life? Thank you. And then feeling free just to stay with the center of aliveness in the wide space of aliveness that includes body and mind, but is not limited to that. Or to tune kind of fiercely, passionately, vividly to one of those three qualities that is important today, this retreat, or this life, one of them, to start with. If there's a word that describes the quality that helps you connect to the quality, then you could silently, intensely, and gently repeat the word. If there's an image, then the image. But either word or image, fine, but if possible, also a texture. Coolness, warmth, fluidity, stability, lightness, expansiveness, silkiness, sweetness. Support, embrace. Just very simply, what's the texture? And very simply, communicating that texture, offering it to every cell of the body, every shard of the mind. Filling, and when the body and mind are full, naturally overflowing. Like the cup of a flower fills and overflows its fragrance. Why not? Maybe someone else or something else also needs that texture. Feeling the resistance or fear of what is important. The fear of fully receiving that texture of peace or whatever. And not forcing and not holding back. Just letting the fear be and continuing gently and simply. And directly. expanding with the texture just as far as you feel to. Maybe just your chest, or maybe the whole world, or this hall, or whatever. If the texture is expanding out in all directions, and you start to lose the vividness, the aliveness, the intensity, sometimes it's helpful to imagine or feel specific people or creatures within that field. As the silkiness or fluidity or groundedness or whatever the quality is starts to go beyond the boundaries of your body. And if you want to change now from the texture of what is important in this life to one of the other two textures, or the other way around, now could be a good time. What is important today on this retreat or in this life, one texture at a time. So one other texture now, if you wish. And come back to the formless aliveness, the place of deep nourishment or deep okayness. Before anything happens, no matter what happens. And with that, if you wish, also a connection to the dermis, the underskin, or to the fat, or just to the lower belly, if that feels helpful. Resting as long as you like here, and even staying here as we continue with the next part of the meditation. You could just stay here if you prefer. Or you could stay with any part of the meditation so far that has felt most connection for you. Or we can add one more tool to experiment with for a few days. To find out if it's helpful for you. So resting in the openness, the deep nourishment, deep okayness. Belly, dermis, if you wish. And letting come to mind a clear moment that you noticed someone else having a hard time. For the purpose of this meditation, it needs to be not a really intense memory. It needs to be something that's just enough for you to be able to feel. To start with, to experiment with, and then later to play with in any situation if you wish. But for now, something that you can feel that's not too strong, that's not overwhelming. It might surprise you what comes to mind, but if you can feel it, that's good. That might work. Good enough for the moment. So someone else, another creature, was in pain. Was in struggle. Felt lonely or angry or arrogant or rejected or ashamed, insecure, terrified, or whatever. And kind of like letting that person's experience communicate directly with your heart without thinking, so that you can feel the texture. without knowing the story. If that's not possible in such a short time, then you could just imagine how you would feel in that situation and feel that. Your own experience of. Embarrassment, panic, etc. And getting the feeling of it, hot, cold, heavy, light, grounded, uplifted, fast, slow, paralyzed, dark, bright. Is there a movement? Is there a shape? Is there a color? And simply, with the in-breath, bringing that texture in close, into intimacy, being in intimacy with the texture of that difficulty. Without a no, without a yes. Without a hurry, without a stopping. Inviting in this texture of difficult on the in-breath. With the background of deep okayness. And on the out-breath, connecting to the texture of what is important. Filling and overflowing, sharing or sending towards that person. The silkiness, the buoyancy, or whatever texture you found with what you found to be important. If something naturally comes also towards that specific person's difficulty, something slightly different or very different, we can add that in. Just knowing that the texture of the difficult is something we have all experienced. That texture of that difficulty is being experienced by many just now. And we could kind of open the doors and breathe it all in, resting in deep okayness, head down on the lap of deep nourishment. Breathing out the bright silkiness or that texture that you found of that important quality. Filling and overflowing. Breathing in the difficult texture with no solution, no answer, no pressure. Our resistance or judgment of the difficulty included as part of the difficult. Breathing out the warm fluidity or the cool lightness. Filling and overflowing with the texture of what's important. What's important without needing to be heavy. Just taking your time over the next few days when you feel like playing with this experiment. To start with, you might need more than one breath to connect and breathe in the difficult, and connect and breathe out the texture of the important. So just taking your time to get into your rhythm. And sometimes trying it on the spot. When you feel a difficulty or you experience someone else as in difficulty. And then for now, just coming back to formless aliveness. Okayness. Deep nourishment. Enough room for it all.